Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about, some really interesting information that Dr. Peter McCullough has been putting out across the other side of the water, but it applies equally here in the UK. And I think, it's evidence that the sort of things that we've been talking about here on this channel for quite a while are increasingly becoming more mainstreamed. And I guess, if anything, it shows you that if you really want to know what's happening, this is the right kind of place to go, along with other spots as well, of course. If you enjoy the work that we are doing, consider buying me a coffee, either that or dropping a dollar or a pound in the donor box. You can become a super fan of the platform if you want. And finally, don't forget, our premium podcast went out yesterday, so today is a good chance to catch up with it if you missed it yesterday. So those are the main things. Let's talk about, stuff that we've been talking about a long time here. I saw Peter McCullough, the esteemed US doctor. He posted the following message yesterday, and I thought it was really worthwhile sharing it with you because I think it's highly relevant. And this is what he says: message getting out to the public, three false claims from the CDC, FDA, NIH on COVID-19 vaccines. One, they prevent COVID-19. Two, they stop the spread. Three, they make the illness milder. So Peter saying, Dr. McCullough saying, these are three false claims. He adds, none of these have been shown in proper randomized control trials or valid observational studies. So these are just claims. They've not been shown to be truthful. They're just claims. Claims on efficacy have been fraudulent, and the public knows it, as they have gotten sick with COVID-19 after being forced into vaccination. So Peter McCullough getting more and more red-pilled by the week, which is really good to see. And it's great. I mean, I love the fact that people like McCullough, I've got a lot of respect for his medical understandings and insights. He's a really good guy. Again, similarly with Dr. Robert Malone as well. And you see this across the piece. More and more of people are moving onto the ground that we've held all along. We've been the ones, my friends, who have been saying, hang on a second, there's a problem with these jabs. Number one, we don't think that they work. In fact, we think they make things worse. And people should really think twice before getting them. That's what we've been saying here all along from December of 2020. I mean, we're coming on for 2 years on to December 21. And, you know, we're steaming towards December 22. And 2 years on, back to what Peter McCullough is saying, people have had multiple jabs into their bodies and they still take catch that which they label COVID. Although I don't believe it's COVID, I believe it's vaccine damage, which is now being misrepresented as being COVID. And a good example of that, of course, is the illegitimate US president, the fake president, the potato in the White House, Joe Biden. Joe Biden, who's taken both jabs, both boosters, and he caught COVID twice after that. But then, of course, he said the words, because remember, you've got to say the words if you catch it after you've been three or four jabs. You have to say, yes, I've got COVID, but I'm thankful for the protection that the vaccines afforded me, even though by definition, they've afforded you no protection. And then people say, yeah, it could have been so much worse. Really? Could have been so much better as well, couldn't it? That's subjective. That's got nothing to do with science. So, but back to the three points that Peter McCullough is flagged up. The claim that they prevent vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine prevent COVID-19 is demonstrably untrue. That is demonstrably untrue. And at one point they did say, when people were rushing to get their jabs in January 2021, I clearly, vividly remember, and we've got it on tape, we've got the recordings, we've got the receipts, they were saying back then, this is it. If you get your jab now, that's it. That's COVID-19 stopped. Dead in its tracks. Well, of course, they were lying. Simple as that, they lied. And millions, hundreds of millions of people bought the lie. They bought the lie. You didn't. I didn't. But they bought the lie. The second point, that McCullough talks about, they stop the spread. Well, that's absolutely, again, proven to be completely false. In fact, if anything, they increase the spread. So they don't prevent you getting the so-called illness. They don't stop the illness spreading. And then the third and most specious claim of all is, and this is the one they're still sticking with, because if they lose this, they've got nothing. So they say they make the illness milder, in quotation marks. Well, of course, because that's inherently subjective, we have no way of knowing if that's the case or not. If you take an infection, how severe will it be? Well, no one knows. So just to make this sweeping claim, oh yeah, it makes it milder. Well, that's going to come as a bit of a surprise to the 2,000 plus people in the UK who have died after taking the jab. It's going to come as a bit of a shock to all those with myocarditis and pericarditis and Bell's palsy and all the other horrible side effects. But think, it could have been so much worse. So basically, on the three legs on which the stool of vaccination stands, every one of them is demonstrably proven to be false. Just think about that, though. In other words, it's a scam. They've been scamming people. And people like McCullough have woken up to this. And I've watched him over the past year getting more and more vehement about this. And as he points out rightly, none of the claims that they make for the jabs have been shown in proper, randomized control trials or indeed observational studies. So they're just basically, literally, it's a claim. There's nothing there to back it up. And as he then concludes, claims and efficacy have been fraudulent. Okay, let's stop at that for a second. Well, if these claims on efficacy have been fraudulent, can we please sue all of those involved? And if you say, David, yeah, but hang on a second, you're forgetting the drug companies have been given immunity from legal prosecution. Okay, how about we sue all those media pundits who told people that they were super duper safe and that they all should get to try it, they should take their jab? How about we get the politicians who said exactly the same? How about we go after them if we can't go after the drugs companies? Eh? No? No takers in that one? And the final point that McCullough makes is that, you know, the public now know this as they have gotten sick with COVID-19 after being forced into vaccination. Again, this is such a true point. But I would sort of point out some of the public get it. But there are some people, I'm afraid, out there who are so gone, so lost, so fallen down the rabbit hole of vaccination that they have had their first jab, their second jab, their first booster, their second booster. So they're four jabs in, all for the same thing. They still get it, and they will take, some of them will take the fifth jab, I'm afraid. That's perhaps the depressing aspect of this. Not everyone, though, not everyone, and they're the numbers of people prepared to buy into this fake narrative are falling, and more people are stepping into the light and seeing the truth. So we should be thankful for that. But there you have it anyway. Peter McCullough basically saying what we've been saying here for many, many months. Thanks for listening.